Hi, and welcome to Feel Good with Jo, your Friday guide to leading a happy and healthy life. In each show, we talk to an expert in an aspect of health and well-being. And today, I've got the great pleasure of introducing Anne Denny, a local hypnotherapist and complementary therapist. She's based in Hampton, working across Surrey and southwest London. Anne, welcome.
Hello, Jo.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Yeah, absolutely excellent. So I'm delighted to have you with us today because I've been wanting to hear more about your exciting work with helping parents with their parenting skills. So first of all, I'm curious, how did you get into this field?
Well, Jo, it's really an organic process that happened for me. During my time as a therapist, I was finding that I was getting more and more requests from parents to help with parenting, or they had issues with their children that they wanted me to work either directly with their children or they were asking me for advice. And 3 or 4 years ago, I had the privilege of training with Joan Goulding, doing this sleep talk process, which is a self-esteem and confidence program for children, and more recently with the parent practice. I've just become a licensed trainer for them, so that's really how I got to become a parent support worker, as I like to think of myself.
So how do you offer that support? I mean, just practically speaking, what form does the support take?
I run parenting workshops, and really those workshops are a series of 2-hour sessions where we look at real practical skills that can help parents motivate their children to really do the behaviours that they want from their children. You know, skills that help the children, rather than looking at the negative side of what children do, is motivating them to behave in positive ways and bringing out the behaviours that they want, the skills that they want their children to learn, and looking at the long term. You know, it's parents, their job is really to bring their children up to become well-rounded, confident adults. So those skills that can help them achieve that.
So what sort of skills are you talking about? Because actually that's of interest for us adults just as much as it is for children.
That's true. Well, we look at things like descriptive praise and reflective listening. So it's how to focus on the things that your children are doing right rather than the things that sometimes we see as them doing wrong. And it's usually in those moments when we're stressed or tired and children can be angry or frustrated that we lose sense of the long-term, you know, goals that we're looking for our children. So it's more focused on positive behaviour, and any child that is looking for attention, if they start to get it in a negative way, it will encourage negative behaviour. So it's almost the reverse of that. Looking at the positive, the things that they're getting right rather than the things they're getting wrong, and that motivates them to do more of the getting things right.
It reminds me of this wonderful book I was once recommended to read called Don't Shoot the Dog, which is all about how you would use dog training skills to train the people in your life to treat you in the way that you want to be treated. So the example that really stuck in my mind was when you ring somebody and you haven't rung them for a while and they say, oh gosh, I thought you were dead, I hadn't heard from you for so long. And of course the result of somebody saying that is you just want to put the phone down again and say, oh well, you might as well treat me as if I was. I don't want to stay on the line with you anymore. And how you can actually break that cycle, and by focusing on any aspect of the positive behaviour that you want to receive, beginning to train people into just giving that positive rather than having to endure the negative behaviours. So is it that sort of thing?
Really is exactly that. Just focusing on all the things that they're doing right. I think even as adults, you know, we all want to be acknowledged. We all want to be appreciated for what we do. And it's exactly the same, even more so for children. And the changes that, you know, parents tell me that happen almost overnight, once they start focusing on the things that the children are doing you know, positively and the behaviours that the parents want to see and praising them for that behaviour, that it really does motivate them to do much, much more of the same. And they will look to please you and to do those things because they're getting the attention that they crave.
What's the single biggest mistake that you see people make?
I don't know that I'd call it a mistake. I think all parents are trying their very, very best. You know, it's just sometimes that children don't come with a manual, and so every child can be different. Parents can have one child who seems to do everything right and they get along fine, and then they might have another child who they really struggle with, either from a personality point of view or... However, the thing I think that these days parents are finding very difficult is anger in children. You know, it's very difficult when a child starts screaming and having a tantrum at any age, or we all know about the terrible twos. But children that are growing up, maybe 8, 9, 10, 11, and there's so much pressure on them to succeed, you know, through school and peer pressure and to have all the right electronic gadgets, that I think parents struggle most with children that are angry. That's what I've seen lately.
And so what sort of thing do you see people doing, or what do parents report themselves doing when they're faced with an angry teenager or preteen?
Well, I think most parents, the thing that they find more frustrating and guilt-ridden over is that they become angry themselves. And it is frustrating and difficult, because if you're asking a child to do something and they're shouting and screaming at you, that quite often, and well, in our society generally, we're not taught how to deal with anger, and a lot of us think that it's a very negative, difficult emotion. And actually, it's not the emotion that's wrong, it's usually the behaviour. And quite often, children who become angry, there is a reason behind it. They don't get angry, you know, for no reason at all. And sometimes it's a very genuine reason, and as an adult, we would be angry over the same thing. And other times, it can be a different emotion that's behind the anger. So it's covering up something.
And that's something that I've found to be true in a lot of my work, is when somebody's coming to see me for stress management or relationship breakdown, one of the things that I ask when somebody's getting angry is, what are you, you know, what's this really about? And then if you just wait, and you really have to be prepared for it to get uncomfortable, but if you wait, it's like that question allows the person to move beyond the angry response and to actually ask themselves, well, what is it actually? You know, am I upset? Do I feel unvalued? Do I feel unloved? Or do I feel like somebody's actually stepped over a line with me and they aren't giving me the respect that I feel I need? Does the same sort of question work with children?
Well, I think adults can answer that and work it out logically much more easier than a child can. Sometimes for a child, I think, you know, they know that they're angry, yet they need to be coached rather than just asking them, what is it about? I think a lot of parents will recognise that if you ask a parent, ask a child, what's the matter, they'll say, oh, nothing. So it's more about coaching them, and the best way to do this is really to acknowledge that they're angry and verbalise it. So to say something like, I can really see that you're mad about something, or that you're really cross with me, or you're really cross about something. And just by acknowledging, that makes them feel like they're being acknowledged. So by acknowledging their feelings, we're acknowledging them. And more often than not, by acknowledging their feeling and they feel acknowledged, they'll talk about what's wrong, or they'll say, no, I'm not cross, I'm really mad, or I'm upset. And it opens a doorway for discussion rather than just saying, what's the matter? Which children, I think, find a little bit, they've done something wrong, or they're not really sure how to talk about those feelings until we coach them that it's okay to do that.
And I think that's a really practical, helpful point, actually, because what's it really about puts you on the spot, which is helpful sometimes with an adult. But I can really see what you're saying about needing to make it almost, I want to use the word safer for a child, so that it's not always possible for them at that stage, perhaps, to put it into words, but they can feel seen. And that's something that we all need, to really be seen in whatever is happening for us. So I really see the point of what you're saying. What else, what other sorts of issues do people come to you for help with?
Along the same lines of anger, there's also sibling rivalry. So when parents have, you know, more than one child, and it's managing behaviour of siblings when they're fighting and arguing. And I think one thing that I discuss with parents is that actually it's really natural for kids, especially in their own family, to squabble and to fight. It's part of the growing up process of learning boundaries, of learning when to say enough. And I think the other thing that is really important for parents to understand is that we know, growing up, those of us that have grown up with siblings ourselves, that one sibling will say, oh, Mum, it was them. And then it was, and normally, not always, but normally it's the older one that gets in trouble. And quite often the younger children know this. And so then it can make the situation worse. And I just explain to parents that if they acknowledge that this is something normal and natural, and then sit down with the children and get them to work out the rules. Things like having traffic lights, so when things are getting a little bit too rough, one of them can say, you know, amber or red, and it means stop. And if they work it out for themselves and know what the rules are, and then you ask them to put in place the consequences of if they break the rules, they've set those rules and they're much more likely to abide by them. And also giving them a safe place to have a bit of rough and tumble, or to vent, you know, any frustration, like pillows, or maybe putting their hands in shoes and stamping on the floor with their hands. Those sorts of things, a safe area for them to be able to express those feelings and to learn how to handle them, you know, in a way that is safe. And as they grow up, to be able to actually just take time out, and then, you know, it's like, okay, I just need 5 minutes.
And that's such a useful skill. It's something that I rely on a great deal, the ability to spot when I need time out myself and to be able to take it. And to learn to do that as a child will put you in such a better position as you become a young adult and an adult. I love that idea of encouraging your children to make their own rules, their own way of saying, you know, okay, I just need to stop, time out. So really see the logic in that being much more powerful for them, and them having an ownership. So if people wanted to find out more about the positive parenting workshops and support group, where do they go, Anne?
They can look at my website, www.annedenny.com. There's information there on Sleep Talk and the positive parenting workshops. My next workshop is starting in September in Hampton Hill. So yes, they can find me there or give me a call.
And if they wanted to give you a call, what's the best number for them to do so?
The number is 0770 751 6458.
Thanks, Anne, and thanks so much for joining us today. And I feel like I really learnt a lot myself that I can apply in my own life.
Thank you for having me, Jo. It's been lovely talking to you.
All right, then, Anne.
Thank you, Jo.
Okay, see you. Take care. Bye. And join me again for another Feel Good with Jo, your Friday guide to leading a happy and healthy life. Welcome.
Radio.